We're going to time Psalm 25.
Who's taking?
Expected to be a mini series. And so I know that we'll be next week as well. Psalm 25. This psalm is full of devoted affection to God by David, and it is listed as a psalm of David, not Asaph or one of the other unnamed psalms, but it is listed as a psalm of David. And it expresses his desire to have God's favor and grace. And there's much that we can learn from the psalm. Let's ask Father to help us. Father, we do pray that you would lead us and guide us as we look at Psalm 25. You know what it is you want us to gain out of it. And I pray that you would give that to us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This is a psalm of prayer. It is itself, the Bible I have at the top of the page lists it as David prayeth for pardon and help. And so you want to, you know, have instruction about prayer. Well, here's some of the example that God gives us in the scriptures about the matter of praying. First thing we look at is what it is to pray. What it is to pray. Now, in the simplest form, it's talking to God. We know that. But that is so basic and so elementary, it would only be for the very youngest of ones here that we would need to instruct them and teach them that prayer is talking to God. Prayer is not some kind of extra special religious experience. No, it's talking to God. And but here, David goes into some detail on that. And so what it is to pray. Verse 1, unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. So what is it to pray? It's something that comes from within. The words of the mouth may express something to God, but what it's expressing is to be what's inside. He says, I lift up my soul. Okay? It's the inner man that we're dealing with. That's what prayer is. Prayer is not something out of the head expressed through the mouth. It isn't just something that we think of and then we say. No, it's something that comes from the heart. And by heart, I don't mean just emotional feelings. David very clearly says it. I lift up my soul. The inner man. The inner you. And the real us is the soul. What we say is what we want people to know of us. Okay? Now, hopefully, what we say and want them to know of us is what is our soul. But the fact of the matter is, somebody can pull a really smooth talk job, okay, in what he called them, con artists, okay? They sound good, and they can spin a line. Well, so can Christians. Yeah. We got a lot of Christian con artists. Yeah. Boy, they know just what to say. Verse 1. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. And then verse 15. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord. Okay, what is it to pray? It's to communicate with God from our soul. And he's identifying here when he says, mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, that the direction of his life is always toward God. It's not toward self, not toward pleasing others, toward God. Well, you know, life's rough. Man, everything seems to have gone against me. No matter how hard I try, That's self, 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 self. David says, mine eyes are ever toward the Lord. My life is toward God. I have to say some of these sort of things while Pat's not here. She brought me a devotional that she has. And she said, would you read this a couple days ago? I've since photocopied it. And we have a file folder in my one file drawer. And it's where our funeral wishes are. Okay? It's where what we want dealt with in our funeral services. Things that we want said to our kids having to do with our dying and our death. Okay? We've been very open about it. There's no reason to be fearful of death. It's the next step in life. Okay? And for the Christian, man, it's the important step. Yeah. Anyway, she brought me this devotional. She said, would you read this? I'm not going to remember everything, but basically what it said was, the lady writing it said she had RA, that's a form of rheumatism. What?
Rheumatoid arthritis.
Rheumatoid arthritis, okay. Rheumatoid arthritis. Extremely bad condition, her condition. And she said, people look at me and say, this is your cross to bear. And she said, she wrote, no, this is not my cross to bear. It's an illness that I have. My cross to bear is what I bear because of my witness and my testimony for Jesus Christ. It is not my financial burdens. That's not a cross to bear. It's not, in her case, her RA, a physical condition. And on different things were named. These are not crosses to bear. These are conditions of humanity.
That's right.
Okay?
Yes.
Now, they're not pleasant. We need God's grace and help to bear them, but they are not our cross to bear. The cross to bear is something that is a difficulty, a hardship, a trial, because of our living for Jesus Christ. So she asked me to read that. And I read it. And I said, now that's how you feel about your various health conditions, isn't it? And she said, very much so. She said, I don't like having the health issues I have. But they're not my cross to bear. And you know, I knew that of her, because there was something she said a few months ago that gave me that understanding about what she's been going through. And I don't mean just since this recent stroke.
Yeah.
Her life is health issues. And yet, you know, her doctor told her, now, her primary doctor, who knows all of everything about her physically, she said, you know, you're really in pretty good health. And Pat said, I think so. And the way Pat always often puts it, I'm in good health in spite of the health issues I have. And today, the gastroenterologist, he said, I need to feel your stomach. And you know how doctors do. And so she laid on the table, and he pressed on her, and he said, you don't have any stomach issues at all. You're in good health. Okay. So her health is not her cross to bear.
Amen.
Okay. Her mother being in a nursing home with dementia at 96 years of age is not her cross to bear. And so when he says here, mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, we need to be looking toward the Lord. Because if we're going to look at our health issues, if we're going to look at our financial issues, if we're going to look at our work issues, if we're going to look at our interpersonal relationship issues, you know, that's a fancy way of saying how we get along with people. Okay? Sometimes it's neighbors, sometimes it's within families, you know. If we're going to look at them, we're going to get awful discouraged. It's easy to get discouraged. But David said in verse 15, "Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord." Now that's not easy to live. That's not easy to live. As a matter of fact, it's a lot easier to pity yourself. It's a lot easier to woe is me. Believe me when I say that, I mean that because that's how I am. I'm not a Pat Hain. I'm a Roger Hain. Her eyes are ever toward the Lord. I want mine to be. I work at having mine to be. But David said his were. His were. You want something to pray for?
Good, Pastor.
Forget about praying on some of the physical. You watch in most any prayer meeting that I've ever been, there are three times as many prayer requests for physical things as there are for spiritual things.
Yep.
Now, one of the reasons for that is because we are physical creatures and so affected by that. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't request and pray for them. But it should trouble us. And I've appreciated already when I know that Jody primarily, and I don't say this to draw attention to Jody, but Jody has said, "Pray for me. I need to have more contentment. Pray for me. I need to learn how to obey the Lord more," and then she'd name whatever it was. You see, those are the important things. Those are the things that are good. As a matter of fact, you got health problems? You got difficulty bearing them? Get close to Jesus.
That's right.
Because he'll help you to bear them. "Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord." And oh, please, when I say that sort of thing, I know we got people like Dale sitting here. And it's hard for me to say that sort of thing because, you know, I'm not in any way trying to minimize his physical problems. I'm trying to minimize those of us who think that our physical problems are the major things in life. What's the worst case scenario with some? Now, this isn't true of every physical problem, but what's the worst case scenario? Well, I could die from it. Oh, bummer. What do you mean, bummer? I go to heaven. I mean, that's supposed to be something we're looking forward to, right?
Yes, sir.
But we do like this life, don't we?
Of course.
I would miss being part of this life. But you know, actually, if I get sick, it's just between the point of getting sick and dying that the difficulty is. Because what I think of is leaving Pat, leaving my children, not being able to come to church, not being able to stand up and give any more announcements.
Oh, no.
Getting sick and the point of dying. Because once you die,
that's it.
Boom, it's all over.
Yes, sir.
For you. Huh. It just begins for those that are left. And that's why it'd be good if you haven't done it. Sit down and write down some of your thoughts regarding your funeral service. Write down some of your thoughts regarding your family. Does your spouse, do your older children, in the sense of grown children, do they know what you want at your funeral service? Well, I think Dad would like this. Then another one says, no, I think he'd like this. Well, why don't you just write it down and then you'll save them arguing it. Because you'll have told them what you want. What scriptures, what hymns, who you want to say what at the funeral. Oh, well, listen, I gotta wrap this up here. Verse 15, mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. The net there for us represents troubles, problems. A net ensnares, okay? Whether it be fish in the sea or birds or animals, it ensnares. And so our troubles ensnare us. But the Lord is going to pluck us out of it. Now we know that sometimes he determines to let us in the net for a while. Because we need the benefit of being in the net.
Yes, sir.
Humanly, we can't see that as a benefit. But God says, it's better for you to suffer a little. And so, I'm going to end up there.
Don't hurry. You've got more to preach.
Oh,
finish it.
There's no way to finish it. No way to finish. Oh, my goodness, no.
All right.
We've got at least two messages.
All right, good.
Maybe a third.
All right, good.
Father in heaven, thank you for tonight. And even as we go to prayer to intercede on behalf of the needs of others, we're grateful that we do that. Lord, make real your word and yourself. Oh, God in heaven, make yourself so real to us. Lord, thank you so much for the testimonies that Dale shared with us tonight. Lord, even if at the end of those we had simply said an amen and gone home, we would have received, dear Father, so much from you. Thank you for allowing Dale to be part of this church.
Yes, thank you.
For his ministry, for us to be a part of it.
Yes.
God, strengthen him and amen.
Yes, help us.